You're listening to SBS News.
Plasma donations are used to treat 18 different medical conditions, including serious burns and cancer. Now, scientists hope it could also help Australians in the advanced stages of coronavirus. Dr. Charmaine Gittleson is Chief Medical Officer of biotech company CSL Limited. The company plans to use donated plasma to create a treatment. This is her hypothesis.
So we are hoping that this immunoglobulin, if given to patients who are in hospital, it can help prevent the progression of severe respiratory distress and the need for mechanical ventilation.
Plasma is the liquid part of blood. It contains antibodies which help to recognise and fight disease. It will be collected from a recovered COVID-19 patient and be processed before it's administered to patients who are struggling to beat the virus. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, announced the trial.
It's not a guarantee, but it's promising. And it's part of the broader research in vaccines, preventions and treatments which Australia is overseeing.
Similar trials are also underway around the world. In the United Kingdom, Jo is donating because her whole family came down with the virus and her husband required hospitalisation.
We're all getting touched by this virus in one way or another, and if this is something that's going to help, then I would urge people to seriously think about doing it. It's not that bad.
In Australia, collection of these plasma donations will begin on Monday. They'll be collected by Australian Red Cross Lifeblood and a potential treatment developed by CSL Limited. Kath Stone is the Executive Director of Donor Services for Lifeblood.
The collection process is similar to a standard plasma donation. The difference for recovered donors is they need to be free of symptoms from COVID-19 for 28 days before they can come in, and they need to meet all our other donation criteria.
Lifeblood is looking for 800 recovered COVID-19 patients to come forward to donate plasma. On top of its general call-out, Lifeblood will contact some existing donors and work with health authorities to identify potential donors. Head of Lifeblood's pathology services, Dr. James Daly, is confident enough Australians will donate.
But Australia has 5,500 or more people who have recovered from COVID-19 and will be eligible, if not now, many of them will be eligible soon to make donations.
People interested in taking part will need to call Lifeblood on 13 14 95 to register their interest. Rachel Carey, SBS News.